Not available in all states.
Hey, you two, what brings you to the mall?
We're just here checking on our robot.
Your robot?
Yeah, our recent Irby's Froyo robot. Diane and I became franchisees last month.
And couldn't be happier. It serves premier frozen yogurt creations to customers in 60 seconds. And the yogurt is delicious.
Yep, our customers absolutely love it. That's it over there.
Whoa, that's incredible. People really do love your Froyo robot. So, you own this?
Sure do. Reese and Irby's Froyo robots are available across the country, and it's super easy. Reese and Irby's provided us with everything we needed. They even help you secure amazing locations. Movie theaters, grocery stores, college campuses, theme parks. They make any location a sensation.
And everyone loves frozen yogurt. That's incredible. How do I get a Froyo robot of my own?
You just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 9797. But hurry, because locations and robots are going fast.
Froyo.
Yeah, froyofranchising.com. Promo code 9797.
Not available in all states.
Hey, you two, what brings you to the mall?
We're just here checking on our robot.
Your robot?
Yeah, our recent Irby's Froyo robot. Diane and I became franchisees last month.
And couldn't be happier. It serves premier frozen yogurt creations to customers in 60 seconds. And the yogurt is delicious.
Yep, our customers absolutely love it. That's it over there.
Whoa, that's incredible. People really do love your Froyo robot. So, you own this?
Sure do. Reese and Irby's Froyo robots are available across the country, and it's super easy. Reese and Irby's provided us with everything we needed. They even help you secure amazing locations. Movie theaters, grocery stores, college campuses, theme parks. They make any location a sensation.
And everyone loves frozen yogurt. That's incredible. How do I get a Froyo robot of my own?
You just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 9797. But hurry, because locations and robots are going fast.
Froyo.
Yeah, froyofranchising.com. Promo code 9797.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
A terrifically entertaining superhero origin story. You'll like getting to know Doctor Strange. I'm in.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Alan Cable Mass, hi.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Okay, thanks.
Guess she just wanted to be on the air to find out if she was on the air. Hey, you want to adopt a hardworking dog? Well, the TSA has a program. It's for dogs that didn't quite make the cut as bomb sniffers. The one I've got couldn't tell this show was a bomb.
They deserve each other.
Even some that are recently retired. They have German Shorthair Pointers, Labrador Retrievers, German Shepherds, and Belgian Malinois. They range in age from 2 to 10 years old. All you have to do is travel to San Antonio, Texas, and you can pick your new best friend up. To find out more, email adoptatsacanine@ole.tsa.dhs.gov.
Absolutely right. I'm so excited.
This is
Animal Radio, baby.
This is an Animal Radio news update brought to you by Fear Free. Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified and puts the treat into treatment. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
I'm Lori Brooks. There was the classic, a streetcar named Desire, right? And now there is a street cat named Bob. And it is the heartwarming true story of a stray cat that helped change the life of a London street musician, and it premiered recently in London on the big screen. This movie, Pretty Good, is based on the best-selling book of the same name and stars Clash of the Titans star actor Luke Treadaway as James Bowen, a recovering drug addict who 10 years ago found an injured cat, an orange cat, at the shelter where he was staying because he was homeless. Both of them were homeless, apparently. He named the cat Bob, nursed him back to health, and the two developed this wonderful bond. They were just inseparable. And Bob the cat would sit on the shoulders of his new owner as he played music on the streets. And, you know, that was all it took. It was a complete life turnaround because it was such a unique sight to see a cat out in public sitting on his owner's shoulders as the owner is playing, you know, music in public. So it led to this big change and a best-selling book for the formerly homeless man. And now it's a movie. And Bob, by the way, does, Bob the cat, does play himself at several times during the movie. Twin panda cubs, giant panda cubs, were born at the Vienna Zoo back in August, and they are officially going to be named at a ceremony, a big celebration later this month after animal lovers in an online poll got to pick the name for the male cub. The Austrian zoo had already chosen the name for the female cub, you see. Her name is Fu Feng. F-U-F-E-N-G. And it was about 12,000 people who voted. And the male cub, they have decided to name Fu Ban. And his name means happy companion. You know, there's two of them. So they probably felt that, you know, it was more comfortable to name the female earlier on because she's a little bit bigger. But both of the baby giant pandas now weigh about 10 pounds each. They've come a long, long way after being smaller than a stick of butter when they were each born about 3 months ago. Of course, twins are pretty rare in giant pandas, and rarely do both of them survive. So it's going to be a pretty big celebration at the ceremony just before Thanksgiving. Now, when you think of a bachelor party, you know, rescuing adorable puppies isn't what you picture. You picture, you know, that other stuff. Truthfully, it wasn't the plan either for a group of buddies in Tennessee who were celebrating their friend's wedding together. You know, it was a typical, supposed to be a typical bachelor party. They were all staying out at a cabin in the woods and cooking some bacon. How guy-like. When a hungry-looking dog showed up at their front door, this skinny pup was friendly and, they say, too cute to resist. So they gave her some food and gave her some water. And after they made friends with the dog, they all noticed that she was very protective of a certain area where there was a small hole in the ground out in front of the cabin. So what do? Of course, they annoy the animal. They look inside the hole, and they find a puppy in there peeking out. So very carefully, there's eight of these guys, and they were able to dig out seven puppies from the den. So suddenly, all these guys who were, you know, planning this macho bachelor party, they had planned to go four-wheeling out in the woods, and, you know, they're changing their plans, and their beer fund suddenly becomes their puppy food fund. So eight friends at this party each took a dog home, plus the mom, because there are seven puppies and the mom. So now all of these puppies live within just a few miles of each other, and they have loving forever homes with the guys who saved them. Isn't that the sweetest?
That is such a great story.
That's awesome.
I love that, too. I'm Lori Brooks. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Fear Free. The veterinarian isn't typically thought of as your pet's favorite place to go. With Fear Free, that all changes. To learn more and find a certified Fear Free veterinary professional near you, visit fearfreepets.com.
Hi friends, this is Dr. Marty Becker, America's veterinarian. As you know, going to the vet can be a traumatic experience for your pet, but it doesn't have to be that way. In fact, vet visits can be something your pet looks forward to. Introducing Fear Free. When your veterinarian is Fear Free certified, you will be assured your pet's vet visit is more free of fear, anxiety, and stress than ever before. Fear Free takes the pet out of petrified, and it puts the treat into treatment. To find a certified Fear Free veterinarian near you, go to fearfreepets.com.
Incredible music, very relaxing music, and that is Katie Moss Catwalk, and that comes off Music for Cats album one, just released and on iTunes and doing spectacular on iTunes. Music designed specifically for your cats, even though there seem to be a lot of humans that like this. And we have the composer on, David Tai. Hi, David. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm well, thanks.
Tell us about the inspiration of this CD that you've made, Music for Cats.
Well, interestingly, I guess it started as just a test of the theory of how music affects human emotions. I put together these ideas and thought I had come up with something like the recipe, you might say, of how music affects us and where it comes from. And so one of the tests of that is if I was right about the recipe, I should be able to take the ingredients that are now designed by and for humans and exchange them with the ingredients, you might say, for another species. So the first test was of cotton top tamarin monkeys, and they did a study at the University of Wisconsin, and that turned out to be successful. It was the first music that showed appropriate response from any species other than human. And so after the success of that, then I thought, well, I'd like to bring it to some animals that are more commonly around us than the endangered species cotton-top tamarin monkey, and so cats were next.
Did you research the sounds that the cats liked and figured out what they liked and what vibrations made them purr?
The research involved basically the trying to find out from, say, if you have this column over here, column A, these are sounds that trigger emotions in humans, and they basically came from two categories. One, the sounds we heard in the womb as our brains were developing, and the other category of our how we use our voices. And so then I tried to translate that into what are those categories for cats? So what were the sounds that a cat heard as its brain was developing? And so over here, you know, category A, there's pulse. All the music of all cultures has pulse. So I figured that a reward-related sound that all cats will have heard as their brains were developing was the suckling sound, kind of a shuk, 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 shuk.
That's
sound.
What that is. That's
right.
What that is. I was trying to figure out what that sound was in there, because I hear the purr.
Right.
And I think the purr is in most of the songs. Is that correct?
That's right. Well, the purr, you know, I don't use any actual animal sounds in the music.
Oh.
It's all instruments. And that's got its own kind of reasoning, and the theory is that being slightly mysterious, it will tend people or animals, you don't get used to it. The idea is there's something, principle of psychology called habituation, where a sound that will trigger some kind of emotional response, like an attentive response, like if you get a ice maker in your fridge and it starts, you have a new refrigerator and you hear, at first you're going to hear this clink, you know, when the ice comes down. But after a while, when the upper part of the brain says, don't worry about it, it's not a threat, if that happens often enough, well, then you don't notice it.
Right.
So the emotional response is turned off. Well, that tends not to happen in music. And so if I used actual animal sounds, I think the animals would listen and go, okay, well, I know a cat. That's not a cat. Forget about it.
So what's making the purring sound?
Well, I have something like 26 different purr instruments.
Really?
Is that, as you can imagine, most of it's just electronically modified in ways because of the cat's acute hearing. Some of the modifications have to happen in a way that we can't really tell, but they could tell because they kind of have a high resolution, you know, hearing, and so I can see it when I'm looking at it. I can see the difference between one instrument and another and what I need to do to modify it. It's kind of hard for us to hear the difference. But the reason purr, you know, the human moan, you can it's not hard to hear the connection between kind of moaning in music and moan and the human vocalization, the human moan. We moan in pleasure and in pain. And it seems odd that it would be the same sound for such different feelings, but when we consider that they're both intended to elicit the same response from the listener, a kind of sympathetic response, you know, you feel me, this, then it makes sense. And cats purr, as we know, when they're content, but they also purr when they're in pain.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't purr when they're all by themselves. So it is a communication. And so the purr is to the cat that kind of communication of a sympathetic understanding. So if you can put that in the musical form, basically to the cat will seem something like, well, okay, that's not a cat, but somehow, but it makes me feel understood. It makes me feel like, you know, it's in my language, you might say.
We're with David Tai, and he's created an album that's specifically for your cats, music for your cats, that includes sounds like purrs and licking and all of the stuff that makes them happy. We'll be back with more and giveaways of the CD coming up next.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom Sleep Gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom Sleep Gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
What makes a holiday card unforgettable? Personality. And no one makes it easier or more affordable to create a holiday card full of personality than Vistaprint. Right now, get 50% off all custom holiday cards. That means 30 cards start at just $13.99. With hundreds of stunning designs, your personality will shine through with every card you send. Just go to Vistaprint.com today and enter the promo code HOLIDAY to get 30 holiday cards starting at $13.99. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code HOLIDAY.
The Movie Man 6-Second DVD Review starts now.
Nine Lives is a movie about a man trapped in a cat's body. That's better than being trapped in a theater watching Nine Lives. I'm out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
Not available in all states.
Hey, you two, what brings you to the mall?
We're just here checking on our robot.
Your robot?
Our recent Irby's Froyo robot. Diane and I became franchisees last month.
It serves frozen yogurt creations to customers in 60 seconds.
Recent Irby's provided us with everything we needed. They even help you secure amazing locations. Movie theaters, grocery stores, college campuses, theme parks. They make any location a sensation.
How do I get a Froyo robot of my own?
Just go to FroyoFranchising.com and enter promo code 6060. But hurry, because they're going fast. FroyoFranchising.com, promo code 6060.